Happy International Women's Day. Welcome to the Fearless Future Podcast. I'm your host, Catherine McCourt, transformational life and business coach. On this podcast, we talk about personal transformation, business, and wellness. I thought today would be a great day to sit and chat with my four nieces who are between the ages of 26 and 32. They are all young mothers and budding entrepreneurs. So International Women's Day, as we all know, is about motivating and inspiring women to go after their dreams and build what it is that they want to build in their lives. But we all know that's not as simple as said. So I wanted to share their perspective, being from a different generation and seeing what International Women's Day means to them, as well as maybe some of the challenges that they face being young mothers and trying to run a business or start a business. And overall, just what it means to them to have a community of supportive women. So first, I'd like to welcome Megan, who is the mother of four children, two of which are girls. Megan runs an at-home daycare that she's had for several years, and it's called The Wild Ones, YYC, on Instagram. And she focuses on education through nature and other modalities to get children inspired and curious about the world, not just in a classroom format. We then have Amanda, who most recently started a new business called Just Dipped. So you can find that on Instagram as well. And it's for anyone who's got a sweet tooth. She creates beautiful dipped treats for both savory and sweet palates. She is also the mother of a young son who is almost 2 years old. Next up, we have Caitlin. So Caitlin is the mother of two children, one of which is a girl. And Caitlin is an agent for a wellness brand, but also started her own side business called Pearl and Knot, which is beaded teethers and rings for children. And last but not least is Melanie. And Melanie started a photography business several years ago. When she fell in love with photography, she worked with a mentor to hone her skills and now has her own successful photography business that focuses on young families, couples, pregnancies, and children. And she can be found at Melanie Johnson Photography on Instagram. So welcome to the show. I'm excited and of course biased because you are my nieces, but I feel like you ladies are inspirational, especially for women in your age group and your generation. But before I get into the questions with you, I just want to say a big thank you to Lori, who is the creator and founder of this platform and allowing us to share some insights and our stories to the women audience that you've created. And so thank you, Lori, for the opportunity. So I'll throw this out to you, Melanie. Let's start off with, what does International Women's Day mean to you?
So it just means women coming together in community and supporting each other and teaching each other, guiding each other. It's a really tough world out there. And I feel like we as women need to have less judgment, and we're already harsh enough on ourselves as it is. So I feel like building each other up and using each other more as a community than anything.
You've had your business pre-children and continue to grow it through having children. What are some of the challenges that you face and you work through?
I feel like just the obvious of like balancing life and work and being a full-time mom and having time for myself as well. I feel like that was the biggest struggle, and I still sometimes struggle with it depending on how busy I get during my busy season and stuff like that. Being organized is very, very important, and not stressing the small stuff and having a go-getter approach. Like if there's something that you want to achieve or a goal you want to go after, there's a lot of hard work and sacrifice that you're going to have to put into play to make it happen, but you can achieve it and you just have to have that energy.
Megan, you have a very busy life, like all mothers, but you are the mother of four young ones under the age of 8. Tell us what continues to motivate and inspire you to forge forward every day in both, you know, being a mother, running a family, a household, and a business owner.
I think what inspires me is just being able to provide for my kids, and I want to set a good example for them. I want my girls to grow up with a strong woman role model and know that they can accomplish anything they set their minds to. It takes a really good balance. Have patience. I can speak for myself and just say, like, obviously having a large family is a lot. It's demanding being a mom of four, demanding running your household, it's demanding running your own business. So when you put it all together, it can be a lot sometimes. So yeah, taking the time for yourself is super important. Finding things that feed your own soul and taking that time to relax, taking that time to step back and just be present with your family, like stop the rush. It's hard sometimes, but I feel like that is super important. And I feel like in our generation, everything is a rush, like a rush to finish high school and go to school and start a career and do all these things, but just like slow down and take your time. And remember that your pace is not going to be the same pace as everybody else. Like comparing your life to everyone else's, I feel like I'm guilty of that too. But just not comparing and just living and doing things at your own pace and knowing that you will get there one day.
Caitlin, you also had something important that you said earlier to me before we started recording to add to this point. I think others would appreciate what it is that you had to say. So do you mind sharing that?
This generation too, I feel like with the internet, it is so terrible with like moms bashing other moms. It is so bad. So it's like, I feel like we need more supporting moms out there. And even if you don't have kids, just say something positive about how the moms are parenting, like even out in public at stores, or just give a helping hand sometimes, because it is freaking hard. And a lot of people don't understand. It is a lot. You do need a lot of support. Like, I felt like it was a lot easier after having Wyatt, but like having Kinsley, it was really, really hard after. So even just Meg helps so much, even just like talk about things and just admitting like, I actually need someone to talk to right now, or just anything like that. Don't feel discouraged. A lot of people go through the same thing. Just, yeah, ask for help and just be there for other moms. It really, really helps.
I would agree. Mothers do need a lot more support, not just from their inner circle, but when they're in general situations with their children. So great point, Caitlin. And you have a daughter. So what is it that you hope for Kinsley growing up? What's maybe one thing that you hope you instill in her and carries her through her life?
I hope like Kinsley can just stand her ground and just like say no if she doesn't want to. Like that's how I've been like my whole life. If I don't want to do something, I'd be like, no, thanks. Like I'm good. I just hope she's like that and she's not influenced by everything around her. Because yeah, that does scare me, especially like the way that the world is now. It is very scary.
So Megan, we've mentioned several times now that you are the mother of four children, but your four children are biracial. So International Women's Day is all about representation and representing all women of all different backgrounds and ethnicities and giving them a space to have a voice and a place in the world. So what does this mean to you raising two young biracial girls?
Well, I have to say, like, obviously things have come a long way, but I love when my girls pick up books at the library and they have like little girls who look like them. And I mean, Zakiya's old enough to say like, Mom, that's me. Look, Mom, my hair is the same as hers. Like, I absolutely love that. So I love that they can see women going after their dreams, women that look like them, is super important for me to see them grow up with those kind of role models. And representation is so important. So it's really nice to see, even when we're like walking through the mall or something and you see models of people of color and stuff like that. Like, I love that my kids see that and they can relate to that and they'll point it out like, Mom, that looks just like me. I love that they have that.
So Amanda, you were in the beauty industry as an esthetician and had your own small business for a while. And you since have decided to really tap into your creativity. You're such a creative soul and developed Just Dipped, which I mentioned before. But what does it really mean to you to be a women's owned business?
Having a woman-owned business to me means absolutely everything. I feel like as much as in today's world, a lot of people think that we are equal, we really aren't. Men run the show for a lot of things. And I'm not saying anything bad about men. I mean, my hat's off to you guys. You kill it. But I really love seeing other women, other moms, women entrepreneurs just go for their dreams and really push for what they want. I mean, a lot of the time the women are stuck at home with the little guys, just like I am. And it's hard. It's really hard to balance everything. But if there's one thing that has inspired me, it's all the other women businesses that have been successful. And that kind of inspires me just to continue, even on the hard days where I'm kind of questioning, why am I doing this? Why am I putting myself through all this stress? But at the end of the day, I'm like, if they can do it, I can do it. And if it's something I truly believe in, then I'm going to push as hard as I can to get where I want to be. We are still, like I said, in the very baby stages of it, but
I have tons of goals and achievements that I want this business to reach. And I'm just going to have a blast doing it, even with balancing my regular family life, the toddler, and business altogether as a whole. I think it's just a really fun thing for me to be doing right now. And I hope it grows as much as I want it to. And just seeing all the other women. I mean, we sponsor a couple of the up and coming women's events here in Calgary. I'm all about it. I love talking to other women who have been through the hardships, even single mothers who are stuck at home literally by themselves, but they keep on pushing and showing up to these events and showing off their product and just pushing day to day. I find huge inspiration in that. So yeah, kudos to all those women out there killing it. It's awesome. And I want to be one of you. And I just think that if you have a true belief in yourself, just go for it. That's my motto. And just take it day by day. Don't look at the 10, 20 year frame of what you're wanting your business or your accomplishments to get to. Look at tomorrow and just take it one more day, one more day, one more day, especially if you have little ones at home, because if you start looking too far in the future, it can be stressful. So just take it day by day. Push yourself. Take those breaks when you need them, breathe through the hard parts, and do it for you.
I want to thank all four of you for sharing and so vulnerably on this platform things that you have to say. I'm sure there are people out there that absolutely can relate. All the best. Fearless Future Podcast is made possible by platforms such as Buzzsprout and Riverside FM. If you're interested in starting your own podcast, Buzzsprout is a great place to start to host, promote, and begin tracking your podcast. They have a 360-degree service and a ton of videos to help you get set up, choose the right equipment, and how to monetize your podcast. Their customer service is the quickest and most reliable to keep you growing and never stall your creative output. It's a super easy platform to use and connect your podcast to all major platforms for listeners to find you. So ready to launch your podcast? Go ahead and use the Buzzsprout link that I put in the show notes and receive a $20 Amazon gift card after your second paid invoice. Riverside FM is my studio platform that allows me to schedule and invite guests into a professional and interactive studio. You can have one or multiple guests, and it records separate tracks for ease in editing and creating clips. It's an intuitive platform that makes your videos look great and improves any sound quality, including sound effects. Follow the links in the show notes to review if these platforms can work for you. Want a secret for editing? Check out the Descript link that I put in the show notes. This is the easiest platform I've ever used to edit podcasts or any type of audio or video. So yes, you can upload video. You can get the transcript, and all you have to do is edit the transcript, and you're done. Super easy. Check it out. All the best on your journey, and have a fantastic week.